Hey there, and welcome to a deep dive that's all about helping businesses navigate the fascinating, sometimes tricky world of cryptocurrency payments. If you've ever thought, how can my business start accepting Bitcoin or Ether, offer it under our brand, but, you know, avoid becoming a full-blown blockchain development shop overnight? Well, you're definitely in the right place. We're digging into a blog post from Criplio today. It's titled White Label Crypto Payment Gateway, Your Path to a Branded Payment Solution. And honestly, it gives us a really clear look at one approach businesses are taking. Our mission is pretty straightforward. We want to unpack what this white label concept means in the context of crypto payments, understand the mechanics, how does it actually work? We'll look at the compelling reasons why a business would choose this path and also hit on the challenges they need to consider. And we'll see what the specific source highlights, particularly about Criplio itself. All right, let's unpack this concept. When we talk about a white label crypto payment gateway, what exactly are we defining here?
Think of it like this. You're getting a complete, fully functional payment system, but it comes without the original builder's branding. The definition here is basically a pre-developed platform that a business can essentially, you know, slap its own logo, colors, design onto,
right,
and then present to their customers as if they built it entirely themselves. The core idea is that it lets you accept payments in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Tether, you name it, without having to invest enormous resources into building the complex underlying blockchain infrastructure yourself. The provider, the company that built the platform in the first place, handles all that heavy lifting. The back end, the security protocols, integrating with various blockchains, and navigating some of the foundational compliance aspects. Your business focuses on customizing the front end experience, making it feel like a seamless part of your own brand.
Okay, so it's kind of the difference between building a car engine from scratch versus buying a tested engine, customizing the car body, and selling it as your model. Is that fair?
That's a pretty good analogy, actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You acquired the core complex technology engine, but you get to design the customer-facing vehicle around it. It allows you to put your brand front and center for the payment experience. The blog post highlights that these platforms typically come with key features like strong branding flexibility, support for multiple cryptocurrencies, seamless blockchain integration, and often that crucial optional feature to convert crypto payments into fiat currency right away. Scalability is another key piece. The underlying tech can usually handle increasing transaction volumes.
Okay, I'm starting to picture it. You get the tech backbone, put your brand face on it. That makes sense for what it is. Here's where it gets really interesting for me, though. How does this actually happen? Can we walk through the step-by-step process that the source outlines?
Absolutely. And the process for a business getting started with a white label solution is designed to be much faster than custom development. The first step is establishing a partnership. You select a white label provider. The source, for instance, talks about partnering with Criplio. Once that partnership is in place, it moves into customization. This is where you take their platform and really make it yours visually. You apply your branding elements, logos, color schemes, UI preferences, so when a customer interacts with it, it feels like your payment portal, not some third party's.
Your look and feel.
Exactly.
Mm.
After customization comes integration. You need to connect this newly branded gateway to where your customers are actually making purchases. Your website, your mobile app, maybe even a physical point of sale system. The source notes that providers simplify this often with APIs or ready-made plugins for common e-commerce platforms.
Right. So it connects to my Shopify store or my WordPress site, something like that.
Precisely. Then when a customer is ready to pay, they reach the customer payment stage. At checkout, they select their preferred cryptocurrency. And crucially, the white label gateway system automatically generates a unique blockchain address specifically for that single transaction.
Ah, okay.
This helps ensure payments are correctly attributed. So you know this payment matches this order. Once the customer sends the crypto to that unique address, the transaction processing begins. The underlying blockchain network verifies the transaction. Once it gets enough confirmations on the blockchain indicating it's pretty much irreversible, the funds are securely credited to the merchant's account within the white label gateway system.
Got it.
And finally, the business has access to reporting and analytics. They get a branded dashboard where they can view real-time transaction data, track sales, manage funds, and get insights, all presented within their own branded interface.
That step-by-step really clarifies how the provider handles the complex crypto side, while the business maintains control over the look and, importantly, the customer relationship. It sounds much, much more manageable than building it all from the ground up.
It is, definitely. And the source emphasizes how providers like Criplio Enhance these steps with layers like advanced security things like multi-signature wallets and military-grade encryption are mentioned, along with those real-time analytics and the optionality of fiat conversion right there in the flow. The goal is really a seamless experience on both ends for the customer and the business.
Okay, so we know what it is, how it works. Let's talk about the why. Why would a business choose this specific path instead of, say, sticking to traditional payments or maybe even trying to build their own crypto acceptance system from scratch? This blog post points to some pretty compelling reasons.
Yeah, the why really comes down to efficiency and reach, I think. Especially for businesses that see the value in crypto but aren't, you know, blockchain specialists themselves. A major benefit highlighted is faster market entry. Building a custom solution. That could take months, maybe even years.
Right.
The source says a white label gateway can have you ready to accept crypto in days, not months. There's even a reference to a 2024 CoinDesk report estimating this approach can slash time to market by like a whopping 80%.
80%. That's huge.
It's a significant competitive advantage, that speed. Then there are the cost savings. Trying to build a secure, scalable crypto payment gateway from scratch. The source estimates those custom development costs can easily exceed $500,000.
Oh, wow. $500,000. That's a huge barrier to entry for most businesses right there. Forget it for many.
Absolutely. White label solutions dramatically reduce this upfront investment, making crypto acceptance accessible to a much wider range of businesses. And the customization aspect is crucial, too. It's not just about accepting crypto. It's about doing it under your brand. The source argues this enhances customer trust and loyalty because the payment process feels integrated with your business, not some generic third-party pop-up window, you know?
Yeah, seamless experience.
Exactly. Scalability is another big one. As your business grows and you handle more transactions, the underlying infrastructure of a good white label provider is designed to scale with you without you needing to make massive technical reinvestments.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, global reach. Cryptocurrencies don't really respect national borders, do they?
Not at all.
So a white label gateway instantly allows you to accept payments from customers anywhere in the world, potentially opening up entirely new markets. Security is obviously paramount when dealing with digital assets. The source points out that reputable providers like Criplio offer robust security features like military-grade encryption and multi-signature wallets, theoretically leveraging their expertise to protect funds.
Which is essential.
Essential. Finally, there's customer appeal. As the crypto market matures, offering crypto payments can attract a specific demographic, maybe a more tech-savvy one. The source cites a security.org report projecting that 28% of U.S. adults will own cryptocurrencies in 2025. Tapping into that segment could be a really strategic move.
That 28% ownership stat is, well, it's eye-opening. It shows there's a significant chunk of potential customers out there who actually have crypto. Marrying that with the benefits you just mentioned, faster entry, massive cost savings, global reach, it really paints a compelling picture for why a business would look seriously at this.
It does. And it's worth noting, again, the source specifically mentions Criplio offering a 0% fee free plan, which further lowers that barrier to entry, especially for smaller businesses or startups just maybe experimenting with crypto payments.
Right.
It makes the benefits of branded crypto acceptance achievable without those potentially prohibitive costs.
Okay, the benefits are clear, very compelling, but nothing is ever entirely without its potential pitfalls or complexities, right? We need to be realistic. What does the source caution businesses about? What are the challenges they need to be aware of before jumping in?
Right. It's important to go in eyes open. There are definitely considerations. A major one is regulatory compliance.
Mm-hmm.
The regulatory landscape for cryptocurrencies is still, you know, evolving and varies significantly from country to country. Things like know your customer, KYC, and anti-money laundering, AML rules can apply depending on the region and your business model.
That sounds complicated.
It can be. The source strongly advises businesses to consult legal experts to ensure compliance in their specific operating areas. While providers often have compliance tools built in, the ultimate responsibility can still rest with the business itself. Technical integration, while often simplified by APIs and plugins, might still require some degree of technical know-how to set up correctly, especially if you're on a less common e-commerce platform or have a custom setup. The source does mention Criplio's plugins for popular platforms like WordPress and Shopify aim to make this easier. But it's not always completely plug and play for every single setup.
So you still might need someone on the team who can handle a bit of code or wrestle with plugins sometimes.
Potentially, yes. Or maybe work with a developer for the initial setup. Then there's price volatility. This is probably the most well-known challenge of crypto, isn't it?
A big one, yeah.
the value of the cryptocurrency you receive could fluctuate significantly, even just between the time of payment and when you want to convert it to fiat, like dollars or euros. The source suggests strategies like encouraging stablecoin payments, coins pegged to fiat, or immediately utilizing the gateway's fiat conversion feature to mitigate this risk. But it's an ongoing factor you have to manage.
Constant vigilance.
Pretty much. Another point is provider dependence. Your white label solution's reliability, its security, its ongoing functionality, it's all tied to the quality and stability of the provider you choose. If they experience technical issues, or worse, financial trouble, it directly impacts your ability to process payments. So the source really stresses that selecting a reputable and financially stable provider is crucial for long-term success.
Choosing your partner carefully.
Very carefully. Finally, and this ties back to that ownership stat we discussed, there's limited adoption for payments specifically. While many people own crypto, far fewer currently use it for everyday transactions. The source quotes an eMarketer projection that only about 2.6% of U.S. consumers are expected to use crypto for payments by 2025.
Wow.
That gap between ownership and actual usage for purchases is a challenge businesses need to be realistic about in terms of immediate transaction volume. Although, you know, it's a market share with potential to grow over time.
That gap is really striking. 28% projected to own, but only 2.6% projected to use for payments. It really highlights that while the potential market is there, the behavior of using crypto for regular purchases just isn't mainstream yet. This raises an important question for a business, doesn't it? Are you essentially early adopters serving a niche audience right now, or are you strategically preparing for future growth and usage?
Exactly. And it underscores why solutions that simplify the whole process and manage risks like volatility are so important if you do want to try and bridge that gap and encourage payment use. The source claims providers like Criplio actively try to address these very challenges with built-in compliance tools, user-friendly interfaces, and those features specifically designed to help manage the volatility risk.
Speaking of Criplio, the blog post positions them quite strongly, even includes a comparison table, which is interesting. Without getting into every single competitor listed, what does the source highlight as their key selling points or advantages based on the material provided?
Yeah, synthesizing from the source material, Criplio is presented as a strong option. They're even labeled as a top choice for all businesses in that comparison table they included. Key advantages they really highlight include supporting a very broad range of cryptocurrencies. The source mentions over 70 different digital assets.
70 plus, that's a lot of choice.
It is. A major differentiator they seem to emphasize is the availability of that 0% Fever free plan, which we touched on earlier. This is presented as a significant draw for accessibility, making it easier to get started.
A free plan, yeah. That catches the eye.
Definitely. Beyond that, they reiterate points we've already covered.
Mm-hmm.
The ease of integration with various platforms, that crucial optional fiat conversion feature, the advanced security measures implemented, and the availability of 247 customer support. The source also repeatedly stresses the seamless branding and customization options available with their platform, making it look like yours.
Okay, so based on the source, they're positioning themselves on broad crypto support, accessibility via a free plan, and robust features like fiat conversion and solid security, all wrapped up under your own brand identity.
That's the picture the blog post paints. Yes, that's how they present it.
All right, let's connect this back to you, the listener, the learner. If we connect this to the bigger picture, what does all this information really mean for someone trying to get a handle on crypto payments for business, or maybe even actively considering implementing them?
Well, I think what's fascinating here is how white label solutions are genuinely changing the landscape. They take what used to be an incredibly complex, really expensive, and very time-consuming endeavor, building your own crypto payment infrastructure, and make it significantly more achievable. They lower the technical hurdles, they lower the financial hurdles. It means that wanting to accept Bitcoin under your company's name is no longer just something for giant tech companies with huge budgets. Smaller and medium businesses can realistically pursue it now.
So, what does this all mean? It means that the ambition to offer a fully branded crypto payment experience, one that feels truly integrated with your business, is far more accessible than it once was. Much more democratic, maybe. These solutions act as a powerful bridge, providing the necessary tech and security while letting you focus on your brand and your customers. They are a key part of the story of how crypto might move from something people mostly just hold as an investment to something they increasingly use for actual transactions. So, just to recap, we've covered the definition of white label crypto payment gateways, walked through how they function step by step, explored the compelling benefits like speed and cost savings, and also discussed the important challenges from regulation to that tricky price volatility. We also saw what the source highlighted about Criplio's place in this particular market. Here's a final thought for you to consider, drawing directly from those really interesting stats we saw in the source material. Given that such a large percentage of U.S. adults own cryptocurrency, 28% projected for 2025, according to security.org, yet a much, much smaller fraction is projected to actually use it for payments, just that 2.6% by 2025, based on the eMarketer projection. What does this significant gap tell us about the current state of crypto adoption for commerce? And maybe more importantly for businesses, what specific features or approaches things like the ease of use, the instant fiat conversion options, or the reduced cost offered by white label gateways are most likely to help bridge that gap? What could potentially turn more of those crypto owners into crypto spenders for businesses like yours? Something to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us on this topic today. We hope this gave you some clarity and some valuable insights into the world of white label crypto payments.